Most children are back to school this week, but Claire's contacted us with an issue with transport for her son. Morning to you, Claire.
Morning.
Morning. What's happened?
My son, Billy, has autism. He had attended mainstream school up until April, which didn't work out. So we had to take him out. We finally got him a placement in our nearest autism-specific school. We couldn't deal with his needs. And he was supposed to have transport organised, as both me and my husband worked. It's in his statement. And only found out on Friday that transport hasn't been organised.
So he started school. He started school on Monday.
Yes, he was due to start yesterday.
In what year? This is new schools.
Year 10. Yes, it's a new school. It's year 10.
So this is Form 1 as I would know it, right? This is first year in his big new school.
No, it'd be third year.
Sorry.
Yes.
Okay. But it's a new school, sorry.
It's a new school, yes.
So obviously, a big occasion for a child.
Yes.
You know, the beginning of the year. When I say first year, what I mean to say is the beginning of the year for a child in a new school.
Especially so with Billy, with him being autistic, he has to have everything laid out. He has to have details, routine explained that he's going to a new school, why he's left his old mainstream school.
And the education authority left him without transport on day one to his new school.
Yes.
And you find out 2 days before he's supposed to go on Friday.
It was actually quite late on the Friday afternoon. I had been constantly trying to phone. I had been leaving messages because I had contacted transport over the summer holidays, told us due to our route, there's no bus route, so we would have to get taxi service for my son. So they said that would be provided, but then after numerous phone calls and me leaving messages, I only found out roughly about 2 o'clock on Friday afternoon that there was no transport for him.
So here's what I want to try to get my head around, okay? Mm-hmm. I want to try to get my head around, how old is your son?
He's 13.
Okay. I'm trying to understand the mindset within the education authority that they don't provide your 13-year-old son with a taxi on day one in a new school.
And what even more furious is whenever I had said apparently the taxi service had went out to tender, no one had picked up that tender, so therefore it's out again. So I had asked, what happens if it's not picked up again, the route? Apparently that there's nothing they can do. Their hands is tied and my son can't get to school.
Why didn't you take him to school?
I can't. I work in the mornings and I have two other children, so I can't pick them up at 3 o'clock, and also my son at 3:10 because there's a 40-minute drive in between.
So Billy's... it's Billy, your son, isn't it?
Yes, Billy's my eldest.
Yeah. So Billy... His travel journey is around 20 miles from his house to his school.
Well, and that's the closest school that will suit his needs.
So he's going to be doing a 40-mile trip every day?
Yes, and that's, as I said, the closest one for him.
So
it's frustrating, to say the least. So he had been at our local school, local mainstream school, but as was advised by the school psychologist in primary school. But now that he has went into, he had a great first year in mainstream education, and then due to second year, Billy would be very immature for his age. So there was difficulties with, he would mumble to himself, he would act out scenes, he would still want to play with Power Rangers toys. So as the children were getting older, there was a bigger gap between my son and mainstream, and then this is where the issues had arisen in mainstream. They also had put him into the bottom class, and he was getting frustrated with work because he wasn't allowed to move up, yet he was the top of the class and other children had got moved up. So there's a lot of issues with education within special needs children.
Do you know what I'm finding, Claire, more and more? I'm just sitting here thinking about this. I'm finding more and more that individuals are coming to this program, and we are having to fight for them, those individuals, to have a voice. And it's a pleasure to do so. There is no need to thank us for doing so because you're paying for it anyway through your license fee. But the reason I'm bringing this up now is the amount of times where I'm now coming across stories where the individual is the story is it's the same in the care home story, that you could look at the care home story and we could get wrapped up in policy and we could get wrapped up in all of that. Yeah. But when I drill down into the individual, I look at the faces and I look at the names of the elderly people who were neglected in this country in Dunmurry Manor Care Home, and I look at their faces and I think to myself, those people, that's the individuals we're fighting for. Yeah. And here we have now a story this morning where we could very easily widen this into transport issues with the Education Authority. Yes. But actually, I'm not going to do that. So what we're going to do today is we're going to talk about your son, his name is Billy, and the Education Authority, no matter what way they try to tell me that they transport 85,000 pupils as the new school year commences. Here's what I'm saying to the Education Authority this morning. What about a 13-year-old boy called Billy, who you left, Education Authority, sitting in his house and you couldn't get him to his new school? What about that individual child?
And what it was even annoying was I wasn't given an option. When I had phoned the gentleman, it was a case of, there's no taxis, what do you want me to do? But they didn't even give me an alternative. Could I maybe have dropped him into Portadown where there's a bus route? It was just all very, very defensive. So he didn't even give me any options. I think the surprise that I work, so I can't bring him, but they just couldn't seem to wrap their heads around that. And it's so frustrating. I was actually that annoyed on Friday. I also had contacted the education welfare, because Billy has been out of school from April. I have said to them, my son has been out of school from April.
Why has he been out of school from April?
Because the mainstream could not support his needs, and I found that he was being taken out of class and he was just sitting in the Sanko officer's room, so he wasn't actually being educated in the mainstream. He was actually, he had got to that stage where he was getting that anxious that he was picking his toes. He had to actually get an operation on his toes because anxiety was that bad. But he would never tell me at home that there was an issue, because he would say, everything's fine, because he thinks that's what I wanted to hear.
Were you given a heads up that they didn't have, no, in terms of this new school?
Yes.
Were you given a heads up before Friday, 2 days before he was due to start, that they would not be able to provide transport?
No.
Please tell me that's not the case.
It is. And I had contacted them myself. So what they had said, they had tried to contact me on the 28th of August, but when I asked them to read the number, they'd actually give a home, it was my home number, and I said I have an answering machine, my answering machine would have picked that up. I'd asked them to tell me what the number was. There was an extra digit in it, and you would think that someone who is dealing with transport would know that a telephone number has an extra digit. I had left mobile numbers, so they had more than enough opportunities to contact me.
I was getting a whiteboard delivered to me from Amazon. Mm-hmm. And they rang me up and they gave me a week's notice. It was due to arrive on a certain date, and they gave me a week's notice that they wouldn't be able to deliver it.
Yes.
And okay, here we have the Education Authority, mm-hmm, giving you and your son the guts of 2 days. Ring you late on a Friday. Sorry, can't take your son to school.
Yes.
Where's the planning?
Especially because this is a special education transport as well.
Now, the education... Sorry,
aware Karen. That the children do need plans. They do need to know where they're going in advance. So do you think that they would have a little compassion, that they would know that a child with needs should know where they're going? They have the routine. They know who's picking them up, what the taxi's going to be called. None of that was given to me to be able to plan for my child.
They are under a huge financial pressure, the Education Authority. We are without a government in Northern Ireland. You see, this is where I come down to individuals again. You know, Billy is without a government. The people in that care home are without a government. Mm-hmm. The Education Authority do talk about the fact that they will be transporting 85,000 pupils. They say they've been planning and coordinating transport arrangements throughout the summer. They say each year there are a small number of situations where we encounter transport issues. Regrettably, for a small number of children in the Armagh area, We've been unable to have the regular arrangements in place for school starting this morning. That's yesterday. We were working until Friday, they say, to find a solution, and we're continuing to do so. Once we're aware that provision would not be in place for this morning, we advise parents. The Education Authority would wish to reassure parents that any expense incurred in transporting children to and from school for the short period school transport is not available will be reimbursed, and the authority will contact parents directly with details on how to make application for payment.
So, however, whenever I had asked them that, whenever they had said there's no taxi and then they did mention reimburse, I said, so if I pay for a taxi, oh, well, no, you won't get enough money for that. It wouldn't cover that cost.
So that's what they told you?
Yes, that's
Are you
what
sure?
I was told. Yes.
So while they're publicly telling us that you will be reimbursed, you're telling me you were told behind the scenes you won't?
Yes, I was told that I would get, I think they get so much money for diesel mileage. So I says, I cannot physically bring my child to school due to work and my other children. I've tried local school. This is the closest school that I can get him to. I've my other family members work, so I can't rely on them to pick the child up on a routine basis. I can fit in here and there. But
I see. Actually, if I look at their statement, they don't talk about reimbursing taxis, to be fair to them. They just say, you know, it's left open, isn't it, to interpretation.
Yes, so they will pay a mileage, which I think...
Well, they don't say
general.
Mileage. They say they'd like to reassure parents that any expense incurred in transporting children will be reimbursed. So they don't rule out taxis. Do you know what we'll do? Why are we speculating? Let us, to be fair to the Education Authority, get back to them and ask them if they will pay for Billy's taxis.
Yes.
There is some criticism, Claire, coming in of you this morning. Not a lot, some, saying, surely you should have taken the day off work. Got your kid to school.
I took yesterday off work. I was able to bring him into school yesterday. Whenever I work in the NHS, we have patients waiting, so I can't cancel my work, and then people who have been waiting for appointments not to have their appointments fulfilled. So I'm in a hard place myself with work. I just can't take off whenever I need to. I did take off the first day for my son.
So he didn't miss his first day?
No,
yesterday?
I was able to bring him yesterday. I picked him up. And
where is he today?
He's at home with my mother-in-law.
So he misses his second day?
Yes.
And the rest of the week until this is sorted?
And until transport's sorted, yes.
Right. Well, look, let's see if us all as a community, and that community includes the Education Authority, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let's see if we can get away of getting Billy to school tomorrow. And the fact that he is sitting at home today is... it's just not good, and we can all agree with that. We're going to stay in touch with you throughout the day. We're going to, our team will go to the Education Authority now, and we will say to them, we know they're under pressure. Is there anything they can do? We'll ask this question on your behalf. Is there anything they can do for Billy?
That's great.
All right?
Thank you very much.
Thank you for bringing the story to us.
Thank you, Nelly.
Hold on, because we can see here that we have a development in our other story, which is much more important. It's about a child. Claire Wilson with us this morning. Claire, morning to you.
Morning.
You were talking about Billy, and he isn't at school today because the Education Authority can't find him transport. We promised we would go to them. To be fair to them, they've come back to us, and they have said that they will now, after we've asked. They're now confirming that they will pay for a taxi for Billy to get to school.
Excellent.
All right?
Excellent.
So their statement says EA can confirm, subject to provision of receipts, we will pay for a taxi for Billy Wilson, and we're continuing to work to have a long-term arrangement in place within the next number of days. So,
perfect.
And that's a wider message to, because obviously the Education Authority would have to apply that across the board,
yes,
equitably.
All other children.
So
yes.
if there are any children who are not in school because their parents weren't sure if the Education Authority would pay for a taxi, they will. So let's get the kids to school. And to be fair to the Education Authority, you know, I'm dealing with other public organisations who are going out of their way not to answer our questions. To be fair to the Education Authority, they've come back within a number of minutes and they've answered it directly and they're saying yes.
That's brilliant.
All right, Claire.
That's great. Thank you very much,
Niall. Hope you get Billy to school tomorrow. Thank you.
The Children's Commissioner,
Kula Yasuma, with us today. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Stephen.
So this sad situation, Kula, where there are parents contacting this programme saying they haven't got statements for their kids, so their kids can't go to school. But today's story, they can't get transport for their kids to get to school. And we've got children, young children, today sitting at home. What are you doing about it?
I wish I could say to you that this is the first I've heard of these issues. It's not. Throughout the summer, but particularly once we've got into middle of August, we have been having the same calls, including around children without statements and children without school placements, but also in the last few days, transport issues. My office is in contact with EA's transport department almost on a day and daily basis, and my staff are on first name terms with their staff.
That's all very well, but there's still kids sitting at home, not in school.
And we generally have the same success you've had this morning with Billy, is once nonsense, but there's probably a more high profile, a better word to use, but once the anomalies of some of the EA's position on transports are highlighted to them, they do change it. Our frustrations remain that parents have to make a complaint rather than the EA being up front. It's not a surprise that children go back to school at the end of August. It's not a surprise that they need transport. It's not a surprise that if a route is changed or access to a service is changed, that parents need more than a couple of days' notice. And I remain deeply frustrated. And this is almost an annual conversation we have with EA. And I am going to lose the rag with them. But every year we go back to them and say, why are we having parents ringing us or ringing a program like Nolan and saying, we can't get our child to school? You know what's going to happen at the end of August and beginning of September. You need to get on with it.
And what's their
every
answer
year,
to that?
Every year, yes, we do. Yes, we'll be better. And every year we're back at it. And honestly, if you had this place taped during August and beginning of September, you will hear me. There's a reason I'm called the Shrieking Greek. You will hear me rant and rave about why are parents still facing this? It is not reasonable to give a parent 2 days' notice that their child is no longer entitled to transport, particularly in a rural area. That has to stop. If transport is not available because nobody applied for it, then they do with what you've heard today with Wee Billy. They come up with an alternative solution that does in the short term, that gets the child to school. Missing the first few days of school can actually knock a child off kilter for
exactly.
the rest of the term.
Exactly. So and why are we doing it to these kids?
And that is the question I ask. I can assure you and I can assure your listeners that this is a question we are asking consistently. We have a meeting with EA at the end of the week. I will be raising this again with them and seeking assurances that these sorts of teas, you know, we have to recognise that most children have got into school and they've got into time, but there's too many children who are facing these challenges, and it's definitely not good enough. And EA should be front and centre of this and should be able to anticipate the hitches along the road, because they've been doing this for years.
I need to challenge you on that, because you better be sure of that, because that's a big accusation to make against the Education Authority, to say that they've been doing this. What that means is they have been doing this to children for years.
No, what I meant to say, Stephen, is that they have been providing transport for children for years. And
they been leaving children at home, giving parents basically just a couple of days' notice for years?
Yes. Well, I have been Children's Commissioner for 3 years, and I don't think there has been an August and a September where we have not had children who have been given too short notice around transport. Either the transport hasn't been confirmed for the placement, particularly children going to special school, or transport has been like this. They've been given very short notice. So I am not saying we have got hundreds of children. What I am saying that my office gets calls on a regular basis in the middle of August and beginning of September of children saying the transport arrangements have been changed on me. I still haven't had them confirmed. And we then liaise with EA in the way that you have done this morning for Wee Billy. We liaise with the EA, and generally with most cases we get them resolved in the interim while they make long-term arrangements. Some of these can be put down to teething problems, but they happen too consistently and on an annual basis for us to say that they're teething problems. And the EA will say to you, will say to me and my office, that we get thousands of children into school every day. There's always going to be a few that sure. we don't get it right for.
Yeah, but there's a pattern here, as you say.
Yeah, that's my point. The point is the pattern, okay. And I need to be confident that they are beginning to anticipate it and get ahead of the game here.
Kula,
and that's what I'm not confident about, Steve.
Kula, we appreciate you coming on. Thank you very much indeed. That's Kula Yasuma, the Northern Ireland Commissioner for Children.